So the third Sunday of Lent, we are now deep in Lent, and Lent kind of takes on a different character from here on in, particularly here at the 11:30 Mass, but it ripples through all of the Eucharistic celebrations on Sunday here at Holy Trinity. It takes on a different character because we have the elect with us, no longer catechumens, but the elect. And over the next 3 weeks, they will go through a process called the scrutinies. To scrutinize something is to examine something. It's to look carefully at something. So they are examining themselves carefully before they are baptized at the Easter Vigil. Because of this, the Gospels for these next three Sundays are Gospels about conversion. The woman at the well, the man born blind, and the raising of Lazarus all have to do with coming to faith, which is the story that the elect tell one another, themselves, and all of us as they move towards Easter. And it's not just at this Mass, but at all the Masses, these are the Gospels that are heard, tying the entire community together with what is being read for the elect. But it's not just for the elect. How many of you out there can remember your own baptism? Show of hands, please. All right, we have a few here. We don't really remember our baptism. We will not remember it like they remember theirs on Holy Saturday when they do that as an adult. So this period of preparation for baptism can also be a period of preparation for remembering or recalling or understanding our own baptisms. The stories of these three Sundays are not just for the elect. They're stories for all of us, considering our own baptism, our own role as Christians, making that sacrament come alive for us in a way it didn't when we were only a couple of months old. One thing that you might do during these 3 weeks is during the week take a look at these stories because they are long and complex and very rich. Today, of course, you hear a lot about water, and that's appropriate, particularly for the elect, as they prepare for baptism. Water as a source of life. But there's a piece that I'd like to focus on about that story that I think is equally important in everybody's conversion story. And maybe you can reflect on it this week as a result of this gospel. What strikes me over and over again about this story of these three stories is the element of surprise or the unexpectedness. Jesus is in Samaria. He's outside the boundaries of his country. Samaritans and Jews did not get along with each other at all. Even though they had a common root, they had split off, and because of that, they really couldn't get along with each other. In fact, there was violence between Samaritans and Jews. So, to have a story about Jesus being recognized as the Messiah in a Samaritan setting, by a Samaritan woman no less, is something out of the ordinary. It's not what you would have expected. It is surprising. And then for the woman herself, what Jesus can see into her, particularly about having the five husbands, surprise on her part, unexpectedness. I think that a part of the conversion experience, maybe the elect have experienced this, and maybe the rest of us who were baptized when we were young have experienced this as we come to deeper faith, is that sense of surprise or the unexpectedness. The way that God comes to us in ways that are unexpected, ways that break boundaries, ways that take place, things that take place where they shouldn't, and things that are revealed to us that we have no idea how that came to us. So, this week, my suggestion is, think about surprise in your life. Think about the surprising ways that God has come into your life, as surprising as a Jew talking with a Samaritan woman at a well in Samaria.